We are 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. Hi there. It's 12:33. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And we've got some guests in the studio. There's an event planned on a very cold night, February 3rd, where some folks in the community are raising funds to raise awareness about homelessness. It's called One Winter Night. And like I said, folks are going to be sleeping outside in the cold. And a couple of those folks are here with us, Tanya Gould and Peter Gould. How are you, Peter?
I'm very fine.
You are. All right. Well, thank you both for being here. I know, Peter, you wanted to say hi to some folks who are listening right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, hi, third grade class. I'm on the radio.
Where do you go to school?
Yeah.
I go to St. John Lutheran School.
Who's your teacher?
Mrs. Lynch.
Oh, boy, she's awfully nice. Mrs. Lynch, thank you for letting us have Peter right now to talk about this. We appreciate that. Is everybody listening right now?
Yes, except one. That'd be Johnny's out at recess.
Oh, darn that recess. All right. Well, why don't we talk about this? This is, I can't imagine sleeping outside, and I think that's the whole purpose for the campaign.
Right, that's the idea, to sleep outside, to bring an awareness to us to what it would be like to be homeless. And, you know, homelessness doesn't just affect people in the summertime. It's year-round. If you're out on a warm night, you're out on a cold night. So we want to get out there on a really cold and freezy night and see what it means. It's really going to be high impact for our family.
And from what I understand, there's going to be boxes kind of lined up alongside Neal Street from one main plaza to the city building. I know the mayor is participating,
right.
And some other officials,
right.
Also.
Quite a list. There's about 21 public figures that are participating, from the mayor, Julie Pride, Laura Huth, a lot of ministers from local churches, really great people. Rob Meister from Menachie's is participating, and then, of course, Peter and I are representing the community and also families, I guess you could say.
And, something about homelessness is that it doesn't just affect adults, it affects kids, too. How nice of you, Peter, to be thinking about others at such a young age. Are you a little nervous about sleeping outside on such a cold night?
No, not really.
You're not?
And our money rate for people donating to this for us, we have gotten halfway there to the 1,000.
So you're trying to raise $1,000.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And there's a link that I'm going to post on our Facebook page to your donation page.
Mm-hmm.
And our Facebook page is MyConnectFM. So how are you raising this money? How are you getting the word out about what you're doing? And are you reaching out to friends and family? What are you doing?
Well, we're just... my dad and mom are just emailing friends, and we're just all, and maybe some of our, and lots of our friends are doing that.
Are helping out.
Yep.
That's really nice.
Right. There's so many ways you can participate in this event, whether you donate money or you donate even a little bit of your time. You can go down for 2 hours during this event. You can man a station or whatever, accepting donations. You can man the warming booth. You could just be part of this event in that way. Or if you have pens or pencils, or I understand Melanie's looking for folding chairs.
Oh, you know, and I've
stackable chairs, folding tables, things like that.
We forgot to mention that this is an event that's being put on for See You at Home.
Correct.
And you can find them at seeyouathome.us. Melanie has been on our show before. She'll be here on Thursday as well to tell us, you know, it's just phenomenal what she's been doing. We had her last time we had her on talking about their, you know, the first homeless man that they were able to get off the streets here in town, Vern.
Yes.
And that he's living in, you know, in a warm home. And and this is the goal for everybody that's homeless here in our community.
Kind of feel a special compassion for Vern, as he used to pass by our former restaurant on a daily basis when we were there. And, you know, I would ask Jim, just take him out a cup of coffee or something. He just looks cold. And we spoke to him, and just the story of his life, it just makes you feel very compassionate towards people who have less than you do.
Yeah.
Especially someone who's homeless.
Right. Peter, so sleeping outside on February 3rd, I mean, it's going to be really cold. So how are you preparing for this to make sure that you're not too cold?
Well, I'm just preparing because me and mom are just going to cuddle.
Yeah, you're just gonna use the body warmth, right?
Yep, snuggle like bunnies. And we have done it inside a tent on our deck, but Michael and Cassidy, my brother and sister-in-law, said they wanted to go in, and Daddy was kind of claustrophobic at that time,
no.
So he wanted to go in.
Well, you know, was this a little pup tent? Or?
Well, you know, Peter and I are pretty spontaneous about camping, so we would pitch a tent on our deck, and it wouldn't matter what the time of the year would be.
Right.
And we did it one evening when it was about 18 degrees with nice wind chill, and Peter and I stayed outside all night long, but everybody else went back in. So we were immediately qualified to camp out while Jim did the fundraising for us.
Well, I think this is phenomenal. I think it's, you know, when I first heard about this event, which is One Winter Night, and you can learn more about it at seeyouathome.us, I thought, wow, now this is a way to catch people's attention about what it is like
to
be homeless in the middle of the winter.
I would say that there's a number of about 500 people who are technically homeless in our area. It doesn't necessarily mean people sleeping on the street. I mean, homeless is when you don't have your own address. It's you're staying with other people, or maybe
sleeping
you're
in a car,
or, you know, in a parking garage. We know people who sleep in parking garages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of staggering that number is so high.
Yeah.
But we can do something about it.
You know, these are the kinds of things that make you so grateful for what you have. Peter, you seem like you're that kind, you know, you're very young, but you seem very mature in understanding that, you know, that the things that we have are a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. Your parents are good parents, aren't they?
They are.
I mean, it's nice to have stuff, but ultimately what's best is to have a warm roof over your head, right? I mean, did those thunderstorms this weekend wake you up, or the other night?
Well, no, not really. I tried to stay up to hear them, but I just drift off to sleep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. And it's nice because you can, because you've got a nice warm roof over your head. And
that's right.
And you're not getting wet and rained on.
Lots to be grateful for mm-hmm. in the Gould family. Absolutely.
Well, I got to tell you, I am hoping that for your guys' sake, that maybe we have one of those 50-degree or 40-degree. I mean, it's been a nice winter, but still... Again,
right
when it's damp and cold outside,
damp and cold, it just feels right to the bone. You'll feel chilled to the bone. So, whatever weather we get, we're gonna try to stick it out all night long. We're just hoping we don't catch a cold,
because if you get
the event, but
well, right, because if you get enough money and donations, you
correct.
Don't really have to stay, right? Because the whole goal.
How
does that work?
I think the idea is to raise $1,000 per public individual.
Okay,
and the event starts at 5:00. And from 5 to 9, they're going to do some fundraising. So as the meter ticks for your donation, as the closer you get to $1,000, the longer you will stay.
Okay.
But Peter and I are, regardless of what we raise, whether it's just the half that we have now or mm-hmm. it's the whole 1,000, we'd like to just do it because we really want the experience. And we really feel like if we stay out there, there are going to be people passing by, I mean, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in downtown mm-hmm. Champaign, you know, mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of people down there.
Right.
So even at that time, we want to be down there and see if we can add to what we already have.
And so what are you planning on asking people who are walking by, Peter? Are you going to be reaching out to people? Because, you know, you're so darn cute. I can imagine. No, who could refuse you? Are you trying to come up with a strategy to get more donations, or what are you doing?
Well, we're just taking it for the camping and just to help homeless get mm-hmm. houses and all that.
Right. And the reason that the money is being raised is for See You at Home, because you know, when Melanie was telling us about Vern's situation, so, you know, there is a wonderful couple who've donated a space. You know, See You at Home is looking for people who have space to donate.
Correct.
Time to donate,
correct.
You know, money to donate. And so this couple is donating the space for Vern, and then See You at Home is paying the electricity bills.
Sure.
And so obviously that's, you mm-hmm. know, she's relying on donations to be able to cover those,
correct.
Those kinds of bills, and then to be able to get more people into.
Right. And there's a lot more to this than just getting someone off the street and into a home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people coming off the streets are going to have transition issues. I mean, they're living on the streets. I think Vern was on the streets for about 11 years.
Yeah.
He's not just going to get right into a home and all of a sudden everything is just happy right. for him, he's going to need some additional support from mentors, you know, some community support, financial support, work-related skills to just get him, mm-hmm. you know, into a job.
And that's all part of it.
This is all part of it.
And those are the kind right. of folks that they right. need also.
So it takes more than just one organization or one person to address mm-hmm. the homelessness issue. It takes an entire community full of caring people to do their part.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
this is our little part.
Well, thank you guys for doing this.
You're welcome.
I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And Peter, is there anything else you'd like to add? Any other thoughts on this?
Do you want to add maybe something about what Melanie's looking for as far as donations are concerned?
I'm going to add the supplies that you need. You can need stockable chairs, folding tables, envelopes, pens, two bullhorns.
Yep.
Two bullhorns, cash, and
then of course there's more at the website.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. CU@home.us. And again, on the website, on our Facebook page, I'm going to post the link to your donation page.
Sure.
If you want to help Peter and I out.
Sure.
If
that'd
you want
be great.
To help those two. Oh, sure. Oh. Go ahead, Peter. What else you got to say?
Hi, third grade class. I know you're all there, and I know Miss Lynch is there, too. I'm going to come back soon now. I'll be coming back. Bye, everybody.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in and telling us about this.
Thank you for giving us
this
opportunity.
And you guys, Jim, Tanya, Peter, the Goulds, you guys have always done amazing things for the community.
Well, thanks.
And,
well, we want to keep doing it.
And obviously, you carry on.
Yep, we carry on.
Well, great to see you guys.
Thank you, Mary Lynn.
All right, 1246 at Connect FM.